That's what you get.
Welcome to call on the show right now. It is the
know my guest line number, 657-383-0771. You keep tuning in to the show, you can win a free CD. So stay tuned in. Now, Robert Jameson.
Hey, hello.
Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California, by ways of the Bluff City, Memphis, Tennessee. I've been in California for like 7.5 years now, still taking the music industry by storm. Glad to be working with my Memphis music trio, the Temprees.
All right. Thank you for that information. You are a hot thing out here in the music industry. And a little bit about yourself. Yes, you're the musical producer for the legendary Temprees. You are also an actor, and you are also a doctor. Can you give us a little bit of brief history on yourself and how your journey began?
Well, my journey began in 1989 at one of the hospitals here in local in Memphis, Tennessee, Baptist Memorial Hospital. I worked there for like right at 20 years and went on to fulfill my own endeavors in my own medical practice. I was trained in surgery by some of the best fellowship doctors in the University of Tennessee medical program. And on top of that, I wanted to get off into another form of medicine, which is a natural pharmaceutical type kind of therapy in hyperbaric medicine. So I went through the American College of Hyperbaric Medicine, obtained a HBOT degree in hyperbaric medicine, and joined a big medical group called the Integrated Physician Medical Group here in Los Angeles, California. But I gained all my medical training just about in surgery at Baptist Hospital, actually working in different departments, you know, inspired me to become and to continue my education. And so through all the obstacles and adversity that one person might go through in life, it empowered me to continue to build a significant endeavor to actually try to empower the community, because where I come from in the projects growing up in poverty, a lot of people say, well, you know what, we'll never be nothing because where you come from. But I wanted to change the whole narrative of the negative statements on that level and try to make something negative and turn it into something positive. In other words, turn the lemons into oranges, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
And so that empowered me, because how I grew up and where I come from, and I, you know, like I said, Memphis made me who I am because of the people that I was affiliated with through my teenage days to get to where I am right to this exact moment. And I just want to set an example and let people know it's not where you come from. You got to dig and you got to grind and you got to be empowered by some of the negativity that you surround and, you know, try to benefit yourself from that as far, from afar. So coming to California, I relocated here in 2012 after my mother passed from cancer. And I wanted to build a program that can actually bring the community together. But I wanted to do it through music, you know. And, I mean, that's one entertainment arena that I figured that if I got it started in doing music and bringing a crowd together and then educate them about preventive care through a slogan called Together Forever and call it an inspirational musical tour and let people know that going through certain situations in terms of their health, that they're not alone. Me as a healthcare provider, I feel their pain, but there are resources out here to help you along the way. So in 2013, I created this movement called Together Forever with legendary singing artist Andre Ray. He's a former lead singer from the 1980 group LTD. And that was my first platform with a Grammy-nominated singing recording artist was him. And we've been going strong, like I said, like 7 years now. And each year my program gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and more artists are coming on. And what really, really, to me, that put the icing on the cake is when I connected with Dale, Scotty, and Bo.
All right.
Coming from Memphis, and have already built this platform. You see what I'm saying? I have currently worked with Norma Carter and the Delphonics. I work with the Dramatics. I work with Bernard Gibson and Temptations. The Motown Originals, Lakeside, I worked with heat wave. I work with a lot of groups that I grew up listening to the music. But now that I'm connected with the Memphis Music Trio, it's a Memphis connection to me. And I feel that if we do it together, because where we come from in the city that we represent, it would not only shed light on our legacy, but it will shed light on the community, and the community would embrace us worldwide because it's built around helping the community and inspiring people along the way.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that information. Wow.
Absolutely.
You are a busy man. So, I would like to bring the Temporaries in, Dale.
Yes,
on your first meeting and getting together with Robert Jameson, how did y'all come together and producing so much action?
Well, actually, Rob is, how would I say this? He is the producer of the actual show itself, not the recorded music, but the actual show of bringing us together so that we can also be on the same platform with him, and he will direct us in a way that it will bring people in to understand what his program is about. We're here to bring our love message to the world.
Yeah,
all right.
All right.
You know, people who love the Temporaries know where we're coming from, but if they don't know, they will know. Okay, because of what
exactly.
Robert Jameson and RJ Productions will do for the Temporaries. Okay.
All right. Thank you for that information.
That's how we came together.
Oh wow! Thank you for that information. We have a caller. Area code 323. Go ahead and state your name, please.
Well, hello there, Lady Diva. This is Regina.
Hey.
Hi, Robert. Scotty, Todd, and hello, my people, and the Temporaries. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
All right.
We're doing
Thank
good.
You for calling
good.
In.
You oh, my pleasure.
You have something to say?
Well, we want to try to get the Temporaries to Evansville.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Call us. Call me. You want my number right now? My number is 901-428-8244. Call the Temporaries. We'll be there.
Yeah, we back tomorrow.
Yeah, we can do it.
All right.
You got to get them down there. Get some excitement down there, Brenda.
Yes, we need it down here for the grown and sexy. Evansville, I hope y'all listen.
Yeah.
Call the number that y'all heard. All right. Thank you for that information, Regina. Also, I would like to speak with the Temporaries about the song that I'm about to play. This one's called From the Heart.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Have you listened to it already?
Yes, I have listened to it already, and I love it. Is there a story behind this song, From the Heart?
It's a
story that tells exactly how we feel all the years we've been together. And sometimes you don't get a chance to really express yourself to your fans and let them know how you really feel. And we thank all of you, as we say in the record, for being there for us, with us. We have been together 50 years in 2020.
Wow.
50 years. Now, we don't look like that, but we've been together for 50 years. So that's what From the Heart is about. It's from our hearts expressing ourselves to our fans, saying thank you. That's basically what it's about.
And thank you. Thank you for that. And here is From the Heart. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back.
next exciting chapter of our lives.
Now, if you want to get a free CD, I hope you're all listening. tell me, who is the lead singer of the group?
We all
anybody can call the guest line number at 657-383-0771. Please state your name, and I will get back with you later on you receiving your free CD. All right, this is for the Temprees. How do y'all like the new album? How y'all feel about this new album and that single right now?
The Talking Temprees?
You asking us?
Yes, yes, I'm talking to the Temprees. Yes, Dale, Scotty, any one of y'all can answer.
Hey, this is Dale. I love it all. I love it all, and if our fans love it, I love it even more.
I think this is Scotty. I think this is a nice piece of work, something to be proud of. We just need to support.
Right. Now, all of you together, you can answer this separately. What is that ultimate desire which you want the folks to get out of your music?
This is Dale. I want them to get a feel. I want them to get a feeling that takes them somewhere that the Temprees just came and took them by the hand and said, hey, listen to this music. Let us take you somewhere. That's what I want to have.
This is Scott. I want them to make babies out of it like they did our first album. I know if they do that, it's a success.
Right. You're right about that.
All right. All right, thank you all for that information. So do y'all have any upcoming events, any live performances that are scheduled in any cities? Are y'all on tour right now? Do you have any anything listed?
One that's coming up that we're looking forward
to. Go ahead,
Dale. That's in Fresno, July the 6th. 2019, I think it's going to be at a club called the Rainbow Club. But we look forward to doing that. In the meantime, we'll be rehearsing, polishing up our act, trying to get everything together so we can have fun too.
All right. Thank you for that information. Okay. Will you have the scheduled events, or will they be on your website? And can you give us the website information, anyone in the group? Also,
sure.
The social sites that you are all listed on as well.
Okay, well, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. But you can reach us at www.thetempreespresents.com. Or you can contact us on Facebook under The Temprees.
All right. Thank you for that information as well. Now, how many albums now has been totaled altogether that y'all have done? And I will play everyone's favorite track, Dedicated to the One I Love. How many albums have y'all created together in the years?
Okay. The first album was called Temprees Love Men. That's what Dedicated was from.
Yes.
Album was called Temprees Love Maze. The third album was called Temprees 3. The fourth album was called
Dedicated to the One I Love. And we also have a compilation of songs with other artists. We recorded at 926 East Macklemore for Because We Love You was a CD that we did. Because We Love You.
Then we got Best of the Temprees.
Best of the Temprees.
And now we got
From the heart, yes.
Now, can each of you all tell our listeners out there where you're calling from, starting with Dale?
We're all here in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right. Thank you for that information. Do any of y'all play music instruments?
A little bit.
Yeah, we do.
Piano, bass, drum.
Has any of y'all started off singing in the church choir in your city, in your hometown?
We were glee club people,
yeah.
choir people in high school.
Absolutely.
In fact, we get scholarships and everything to go to college. from the choir.
Yeah. Church.
Oh. All right. Thank you for that information. And also for Robert.
Yes.
What all you mentioned, you being a doctor running a clinic, do you have any production shows that, you know, you are producing? Any events you would like to mention on air that's coming up?
Well, I got a couple of films coming out here in the next 3 months in 2019. I just filmed my first movie in Memphis during Thanksgiving while I was out on vacation. I was out there for like 6 weeks, and I took 2 weeks in filming a movie called Crooked Games. And also I have another feature film coming out this year called Surviving Tough Time, which is that's one of the films that I wrote, executive producer, and directed this film. It's going to be coming out late fall this year. And, of course, I do musical stage plays, too. I have a stage play that's coming to Memphis in the next few weeks, well, in March, called it's a Donna Crockett stage play called I'm Still Your Mama. And it's a play that's geared toward Alzheimer's.
Right,
and then
right.
My musical stage play is called I Survived the Storm. And it's a production of RJ's production, which is me. I wrote, and I'm a playwright
right.
and director. And I work closely with Tyler Perry's stage manager, Sir Anthony Kennebrew, who is my stage manager. And this is going to be a 50-state tour. And we're going to try to wrap this tour up between May and November, in spite of doing the concerts. And I'm going to get to you with the logistics of how I'm creating all this. And
right.
I think in December, I got this musical car wash. It's a Norman Whitfield story. This play was written by Damon Salone. It's a car wash musical by the old Rolls Royce guy, that, Norman Whitfield. So this play is coming out like December 2019. And so what I'm doing with my stage plays, it's a two-day event. One day I'll be doing a musical concert with the legendary artists, and that's going to be different ones on different states, in other words. It won't be the same one, but the Temprete. But what I'm doing like a concert on a Friday, Saturday, and then we're doing a stage play on a Sunday. That make any sense? So I'm kind of like taking a tour of a musical around and giving entertainment on one. Like almost like a festival type kind of deal where you have a 2 day event, right? So, and the reason I'm doing it is because I have some singing artists that's a part of the play. The Franz Forrest from the Motown Original, he's one of the stars in the play. Of course, Andre Ray, formerly singer LTD, he's another star in the play. Then I have a host of comedians. So it's going to be like a fun-filled weekend of entertainment. Now, this is something just duplicating over because we have already did this here in California. Concert one day and a comedy show the next day. You know what I'm saying? And it's because the band and the music will be performed, and then the stage play will be the following day. So people that spend $150 per ticket, they get, you know, both. They get the comedy show. They get the musical, and then they get the stage play as well. And we are well supported by some of Tyler Perry cast members. Yes, sir.
Check this out. What about that artist, Dennis Flowers?
Dennis. Well, Dennis been on my show. Dennis performed for me like 4 times already. He's been performing in all of my upcoming events here in Southern California. And Dennis will be part of this musical tour that I'm doing with the Temprees. And I have this really inspirational musical tour for the Together Forever, and it's really kicking off. And every month I do like a speaking engagement for people that, you know, breast cancer or diabetes or drug addictions or human trafficking, some different topic. I'm always doing speaking engagement, and I'm supported by the Weighty Happiness Foundation. So what I do with the groups, I utilize the group as part of my entertainment after the fact that we do the speaking. So the speaking would be like in the afternoon, and the concert show would be like that evening. And we usually do the dinner and the speaking at the same venue, and the show follows all of that. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere like that meet and greet type kind of deal. You come in, you eat, you get a little topic, and the topic is not like 2 hours. It's basically between 25 or 30 minutes and sometimes shorter than that, depending on the length of the topic that I want to speak about. So usually, like, for breast cancer awareness, I'm supported by the American Cancer Society, and I've been affiliated with them for a long time. You know, my mother died with stage 4 lung cancer, and cancer run pretty deep into my family. So even when I was working at the hospital, I was supporting the American Cancer Society just by donating money every payday to research, in other words. So when I became a doctor and got into my own field of practice, I took the initiative to take it another step forward, meaning that I dress up in pink every October. I fly to 6 states in 1 month. I raised this past month probably a little bit over $3.5 million just for the Cancer Society. And they were like in big venues because I was doing shows and I was doing speaking engagements the same way I'm describing to you. And now I have a lot of sponsors. The sponsors is what makes my show successful. You know what I'm saying? So, and people, they want to know, well, how I'm getting these shows in these big arenas. Sponsors, sponsors, sponsors. You know what I'm saying? And it's because I'm doing it for a worthy cause, a worthy cause. I mean, you know, the ticket sales are one thing, but the sponsorships are another two. So I use a charity site called Every Event Gives. It's almost like Brown Ticketmaster, Eventbrite, a Brown Paper Ticket, or whatever this other agency name is. And what it does, I have a donation tab on this ticket sales site.
Yeah.
After the show, after all the money is tidied up from the agency before they started sending me checks for my profit, it's a separate donation tab that goes directly to the Cancer Society, goes directly to the Way to Happiness Foundation, directly to the American Diabetes Association, directly to St. Jude, directly to the United Way. Whatever charity that I pick up for that event, they get bukus of money through sponsorship. You see what I'm saying? So this is why I'm well supported, and this is another reason why I am successful. It's because that agency makes sure that this charity organization grabs that big check, not me. I'm not responsible. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I go out and I do my speaking engagement. The artists, they do the entertainment. And this is another reason I really wanted to work closely with the Tim Priests, because they have been around for a long time. I have a significant resume in healthcare that's very impeccable. I've only been promoting plays and concerts heavily the last past 7 years. But my biggest resume comes from healthcare and the community and some of the doctors that I work with here in Southern California. I'm in 6 hospitals. I run 3 urgent care clinics, right? I'm the director over one of the best diabetes programs here in Southern California. My biggest support base worldwide is the medical professions. My biggest sponsors worldwide are medical corporations, Medtronic, Smith & Nephew, Wright Medical, Ethicon, Stryker, you know, Dermabond companies, all of these Band-Aid pills/ companies, they support me. Why? Because I'm a provider, and I'm doing some good deeds for the community. And I wanted to embrace my home city with this love that I'm sharing with the world. So I am a national guy. I'm not just a Southern California guy. I mean, I'm doing shows all around 50 states. Now I'm tapping into international. Now I'm tapping into the casinos. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm working with my girl V. She's trying to get us in the MGM Grant in Las Vegas. I have already did a show at the resort in Mississippi, in Tunica. So now I'm trying to take Storm over to casinos because this inspirational tour is such a powerful tool, and it's helping these agencies with research. And that's what's important to me. So I wanted to work close with the Tim Priests because these are legendary people. I grew up with these cats. I grew up listening to their music, even the Christmas songs. So to help distribute this new CD from the heart, it's because I appreciate the message that they're sending about love, and there's no violence, and there's no drug-related stuff. It's all about love, you know? And that's part of me, and that's what I want to exhibit in all of my shows is love. This is why I reached out to the older people that understand the concept of bringing the community together and doing something on one accord That's one thing we can do is bring people together and talk about and sing about love. I have done
exactly.
a wonderful job.
Thank you so much for that information, Robert. Very inspiring. Got me motivated. Wow. I'm just hoping that you'll be able to get Evansville, Indiana scheduled in your tour. We would love to have you down here. Evansville, Indiana has a new medical school down here, and we also need help in our black communities as well. And I just hope you'll be able to schedule Evansville, Indiana somewhere in your tour. And thank you so much for all that information.
We're definitely working on it. V and I, we're about to do some good things together.
Now, can you give us your main website information again and what social sites you're listed on, Robert?
Okay. Well, you can find me on Facebook, Robert L. Jameson, on Facebook. On Instagram, I am Dr. RJ. It's like Dr. D-R-J-R-J-A-I. Not just RJ. Dr. D-R-R-J-A-I. Dr. RJ. On Twitter, Dr. RJ. D-R-R-J-A-I. And my healthcare website is alternativehealthcarela.com. And also, I have an alternative healthcare page as well. RJ Production has his own Facebook page for all the upcoming concerts, plays, and so on and so forth.
All right. Thank you for that information, Robert. Jameson, everyone. Now, it's not too late for anyone to call in on the show. Call 657-383-0771. I want to speak to Dale, Bo, or Scotty of the Temperies.
Yeah, we are here.
I would like to spend the next song dedicated to the one I love. How old is this song now since when it first came out?
That song was released in 1970.
All right. And you all...
Our version was released in 1970, but that song was recorded and written by Loman Pauling, part of a group called the Five Royales out of North Carolina. Many other artists recorded their own versions, but it seems that our version is the one that's sticking. It's staying around.
We
appreciate it very much. Thank you for liking it and loving it, too.
Thank you very much. I am here to go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead and spin this song. I'll be right back. Stay tuned, everyone. Dedicated to the one I love by the Temprees. Anyone is still welcome to call on the guest line number here at Let's Jazz It Up at 657-383-0771. Now, the Temprees, Dale, Bo, and Scotty, would you like to mention anything else on the air for our audience to speak? You want anything to speak about?
We just really want to talk about the whole essence of the Temprees is about singing about love. We're known for love, and we're really all sincere about that. And we would like to come to the various cities and entertain you and let you really see for yourself what we're all about. Proof is in the pudding. You need to see it.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Where is your first scheduled event or performances coming up at?
California.
Is there a date in what city?
Fresno.
Well,
that's July 6th.
Yeah.
There are some things before that, I'm sure. I don't have them here in front of me, but we do have some dates, something in March and something in April.
Okay. Will all this information be on your website or any
yes,
of the social
will,
sites you all on?
It will be on the websites and mostly all of the social sites.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you for that information. Now, where can anybody purchase this album online at? What site?
You can go to Amazon.com, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, any of the internet sites that sell music, CD Baby. I mean, we're out there, so just query in the Temprees and put in for From the Heart.
Yeah.
You should be able to find some place that will sell you that music.
Yes. Thank you for that information. If anybody
comes.
Oh,
and by the way, you can also, let me say one other thing. You can also contact Dr. Robert Jameson, and he will set up a ship. CD to people who would like to purchase the CDs. So, Rob,
all right.
You give them that information.
Okay, Robert. Robert, you still there?
Are you still there?
I'm still here. I had myself muted out, so it wouldn't be no static because I'm actually in a clinic. But, 213-258-5112. If they call me directly, I will have that baby shipped out within 24 hours. Now, the bigger thing is about this CD thing, every show that the Temprees does, I will be selling CDs at all of the shows. I don't care where the show is, I'm flying out with CDs, and we're going to sell a lot of CDs this year. This is one of the reasons I wanted to connect, because I wanted to get this music out to support the Temprees so we can continue inspiring the world. You know what I mean? Through music. So I'm marketing
it. What about the price?
They're $15 a CD. They're $15. And excluding shipping, just depending on where I have to ship it at. But I'm getting the CDs out like within 24 hours, and they can inbox me on Facebook, Robert L. Jameson on Facebook. And like Dale said, in all the other music outlets, they can find them on the music outlets, but my shipment is coming out within 24 hours.
All right. Thank you for that information.
All right.
I love that. Oh, get down with it.
Yeah, we're just trying to make it easier to get the music out. I mean,
Lady Diva, hey, playing that music.
All right. I've been, and if anybody misses the show, this show is being recorded. So everybody should have an excuse that they didn't hear anything. So also, I would like to give Robert. Robert,
Lady
would
Diva.
You like to give... Give a shout out to any person that supported you in your journey. Yes?
I would like to know, let us know your website so we can go there and listen to this playback. What is your call? What is your site?
I will, when the show is over, I can send it to you personally through email. Or Robert, would you want the recording of this show?
Yeah, I mean, however we can get access to it, I definitely will continue to replay it and send it to some of my followers, you know.
Right. All right. So would you like to give a shout-out to any persons that helped you on your journey, that supported you in your journey?
Yes, I do. But let me start from here. In Southern California, because this was a really big deal for my guys. Like last week at Clifton Mosley, we love Rare Grooves. I want to send a big old shout out to Clifton because he really took care of the Temprees while they was here in Southern California. He put on an amazing show. Scotty and Dale and Angelo, they gave good history about the Temprees. I was able to sit down and zero in on the conversation. And the reason why it's so sentimental to me, because Dale and them gave some history about the Temprees that I did not know myself. As long as I've been knowing Dale, I didn't know half the thing that they talked about on that show. But it really empowered me.
Both chimed in.
And so that was really big. So I want to give a big shout-out to Mr. Clifton Mosley for teaming up with me to get the Temprees to Southern California. We had a successful city release party, some of the stars that came out and helped support the Temprees, Andre Ray, the France Forward from Hank Dixon, Motown Originals, King James Brown, Titus and Christina Marisol, the KG Veteran Band, and Mr. Lee B. Morris. I want to give a shout out to Angel Boy for putting out the Temprees music last night on the radio. My guy Stephon Smith. Huh?
Yeah. Rosalie Hernandez.
Yeah, Angel Boy. My guy Stephon Smith, he's been playing the Temprees music like crazy. I was on his radio show for 2 hours, and I mean, he played almost every hit song on the new CD and Love Maze and the Dedicated to the One I Love. Kudos to my guy Stephon Smith. He's in Memphis, but he's in Middleton, Tennessee. And my guy Ben Ethel. From a good radio station in Memphis. He been like playing the Temprees music like crazy as well. Afra Boyd from You Are My Sister talk show, she laid it down with the Temprees music as well. So yeah, I'm connecting with a lot of radio shows here, man, and supporting the Temprees, getting the music out. Two Unique Magazine did a fantastic story about the Temprees in the Two Unique Magazine. I have another article coming out about Temprees and the inspiration of musical tour coming out in the Way to Happiness. So, oh my goodness, this thing is really, really getting big. I'm indebted to Dale for giving us an opportunity to collaborate together on a professional level and just take the music industry by storm and support the Temprees music. Hopefully they can keep making music. I can keep help supporting them throughout the whole process. In fact, on top of that, because I got so much information from the radio show last week, I am now inspired to help Dale Nem create the Temprees biopic documentary. How about that?
I have already I want to hear about that.
Yeah, I've already talked to my film producer, my cameraman, you know, and I want to fund this whole project, go home to Memphis and shoot this thing and let Dale, Scotty, and Bo tell the story of the Temprees, put it on TV. You know, I had a Halloween movie that launched TV a couple of years ago. This was our second year run, so literally I got that together. So I just want to now inspire my hometown
heroes now. I call them my heroes in the music industry because they're doing some good deeds in Memphis.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for that information. Wow. So the Temprees, either Delbo or Scotty can answer to this. Do y'all want to give a shout out to the person that supported you in your journey in your music career? One at a time, I guess.
This is Scotty. I like to say, I don't call names because I forget somebody. Yeah. dozens of people who have supported us.
Yeah,
and I'm very thankful. They knew who they are.
Yeah, they know who they are. I thank them all. Thank them all from the bottom of my heart. This is Dale, okay?
Anyone else? That's it?
Oh, this is Bo. I just want to thank everybody that ever bought a Temprees record, ever requested it on the radio, ever bought a ticket to a Temprees show, and still doing so to this day. We want to thank you from the bottom of our heart.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Robert, would you like to give any words of wisdom, any advice you want to give to those want to enter into the music industry, or do you just have a message to deliver?
I have most of my messages will always be inspirational. It's because, you know, as I reflect back over where I come from, you know, and I try to empower the powerless. So I say to the one that don't feel that they have power, don't try to work the battle yourself because the battle is not yours. Give it to God. Yeah, I went through some things in my life, and I think a lot of people in my home city know about it, you know. But the key to any storm that you go through, how you defeat the storm is you don't stop in the middle. You ride the storm out. And at the end of the storm, trust me, if you lean and depend on God, you will be amazed to what God can do for you. The beautiful part about my obstacles, my adversity, and all my shortcomings, including my past misdeeds, God looked way beyond my faults. But at the end of the day, he still blessed me with my need. And so this only empowered me to continue this movement. And this movement is not about me. It's about me supporting the community and empowering the powerless and let them know that we serve a God that is so graceful, and it's his mercy that endure any pain that we encounter. So my message is simple. Pray about the situation and put it in God's hand. Move yourself out of the way. It's not your battle. You can't win it. Give it to God. And it's already defeated. You're going to occur haters along the way, no matter how hard you try to be good to people. But once again, they hated Jesus Christ. But look where God brought us through. Look where we are right to this day. So I am on the battlefield for our Lord, and I will always try to inspire my community. And I'm just glad I have people like Dale, Scotty, and Bo that believe in me. Because we believe in God, and through God, all things are possible. Not what I can do, but through God, all things are possible.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that message. Thank you. All right, Dale, Bo, Scotty of the Temprees, y'all, if y'all have a message to deliver or words of wisdom, one at a time, go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, if somebody can answer one of your specific questions about the Temprees, I think that Dr. Robert Jameson is going to find a way to give them a prize. So, ladies and people, you have to come up with a question, and Dr. Jameson will bring about the prize for that person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Think of something and give Lady Diva your name and address and phone number, and I will ship you out a CD straight from California to your house.
Yeah. Y'all heard that?
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Tomorrow. I will have it ready to package out tomorrow, Sunday, but I will send it out on Monday morning for sure.
Now, my question was this. who is the lead singer of the group The Temprees? Now, if anybody knows The Temprees, they would know that very simple and basic. There are some people that don't know The Temprees. Anybody who knows who the lead singer is? Is it Dale? Is it Bo? Is it Scotty? Which one? Who it is? Okay. If y'all want a message, pass a message along of advice, Dale, Bo, or Scotty, y'all more welcome to mention on air. If there's any other information that needs to be brought out, you go and do that so now.
We love you.
You know what? We would love to come to Evansville, Indiana. So if you have any booking agents there, you contact them, and you have my number, right? Is that right,
yes.
Lady Diva?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
You can call me. Call me and let me know, and we'll pack it all up. But, you know, the Temprees want to say something special to everybody tonight, so listen up, y'all.
All right.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Ooh, ooh.
All right. Wow. That was nice. Now,
thank you.
Sorry, the show has to end. We've been on here for a whole hour. I will end the show playing Love Again by the Temprees.
Thank you,
ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. I just have a question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I love the music. I love what everybody's doing. Brenda, you've always been a special person to me in my heart, and, you know, showing love to the artists that, you know, you bring on your show. And I love Tim Priest. I just wanted to say I love all you guys.
Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, my question is, you know, originally when the group was first put together, what year was it and what record label was it on? Who released it?
That our first record was released on the We Produce label. Prior to all of, you know, us recording, we were teenagers, 14 years old, and, you know, singing in clubs because we had a talent, and our parents had to sign paperwork for us to be in clubs and just to sing. But yeah, we had our first recording with the Stax organization, but we had our own label, and it was the We Produce label, and that was 1970.
Wow, what great history. And what state was that?
Memphis, Tennessee, at the Great Stax Recording Company on Macklemore, 926 East Macklemore. There's also a museum there and a school. So if you ever come to Memphis, come and check out the museum and come on and check out the Tim Priest. You would love it being seeing what's in the museum and enjoying the city.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Much appreciate that. Thank you. Love you, Brenda.
Love you, Kimball. Thank you for calling in. Now, this is the end of
our
showcase. Anybody has anything else to say before I go off on air, please speak.
Hey, Brenda, this is Robert. Yeah, so I'm going to be keeping you updated about Evansville. We're currently in the process of negotiating on a facility, a venue in Evansville. And once I, you know, lock this venue down, I'll be inboxing you so you can help promote it with us, you know. And, yeah, so I'm definitely interested in bringing the inspirational musical tour to Evansville. I do have V, she's going to help me with it. So I'm sure we'll pull something off here soon.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Well, everyone,
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is Lady Diva with Robert L. Jameson. And the singing artist, the Temprees, all here tonight.
Thank you.
If anybody had missed the show, just save the link, pass it along with others so they'd be able to listen to the show and catch up any information they have missed. Thank you all. You have a blessed
Thank you.
Evening. Thank you, guys. It's still
yes,
going
thank
on
you.
Even after we go off of air. This is From the Heart
all right.
by the Temprees. Thank you. Love you, guys.
Thank you.
Right.
Love
thank
you.
You
all. Yes,
thank
sir.
It became the very part of who we are.
Your smiling faces touch our souls, made us so rich, like bags of gold. Back on the saddle. Now we're headed.
for brighter days. Well, we got so many things we're gonna say. Every word is said. Our story hasn't finished yet. It's because of you we write these.
Everything we do.